They really did.
What year was that?
That was, when it, 62, 3, when it marched, when it come down here. Yeah. And they was as peaceful till they got the camera set up. Boy, they come out there and they were just, the whole thing come up.
You could tell, people could tell when something was fixing the bush for us, because they'd see these TV cars and the hotels and motels.
This is maybe speaking out of time, but I know what I'm talking about, that those, missing it. Now, I've always had a kind of feeling, tried to, for everybody. I don't think anybody can hold true for a whole class of people. We have all kinds of them. You, I presume, is God's chosen person. Now, people, they keep them down. They've all through centuries, they have tried to put them down, but they like cream to come to top. But anyway, they, till this good day, they have missionaries for those boys finish law school. They are put on a salary and sent to South. And he's civil rights man. They still do. Did you know that?
I'm sure I didn't.
They still have them here. We have them all through this country.
Are the marshals still?
They just do the same thing the Mormons do, send them out through the country to convert, and they send them to the South to keep, help that poor, downtrodden human being. Mm-hmm. They still down here working.
And most of them are lawyers?
Yes, they are given a salary to come down here and do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, there's a wonderful opportunity for them in Boston.
You've always, have you ever heard, if you're not going to say it, every Christmas morning, the first thing anybody comes in, they say, Christmas gift.
I was going to ask you that.
He starts this poem with
Christmas
that.
Gift, mm-hmm. I've heard it all my life. Mm-hmm. And that was more than just an expression. They never thought of you going to give them a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Is that still used?
The old people still.
Oh, yes, Christmas gift.
Would your son say Christmas gift, or is that?
He probably would, because he's heard us say it in our ways.
But it's been...
Well, now it starts, started with the slaves back right here.
Mama, see, they are the one that...
This is the slave, right?
And you right always on the front heard say, Christmas gift.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They come up, the cook would come in, Christmas gift,
I see. And actually, that if I understand it, that's expanded so that whoever meets the other or says it first
is supposed to have the gift ready.
I never did see a gift.
No,
it's just
obligated.
And you always tried to beat him to it, mm-hmm. Forward.
I see.
But it starts us off with the Christmas gift. Mm-hmm.
By the way, what did you call a bone from a chicken in this shape? It's a wishbone.
Yeah.
And did it have a special significance if you pulled it apart?
Yeah, the long one always got his wish, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it always wanted to do it, too, every time you got that. Let's try it,
Did people ever call the long part of the bone a certain name, like a boy bone or something like that?
I never remember.
Sometimes I've heard that described by a certain word or expression. Oh, wonderful traditions like that. That
ain't gonna be no more.
Worth preserving if we can.
Well, like you said, that's things changing. This whole thing is television. That's gonna put us all together. All the same. It's gonna. It'll take a long time to settle it down. You were saying something about that. Expression about how we tell it. Well, predicted.
Yes.